Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. I'm a baby boomer, are you? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. If you are, together we are part of the largest mass graying of America in this country's history. 79 million of us were born between 1946 and 1964. That's about 10,000 of us a day for the next 10 years or so, turning 50. And a lot of boomers are playing financial catch-up as a non-affordable or dramatic lifestyle downshift to retirement looms in the midst of losing long-saved money as the recession enters its 17th month. But in today's difficult economic times of high unemployment, there is another big factor that impacts stretching hard-earned dollars: longer lifespans. More than 5 million Americans are over the age of 85, and at least 26 million are age 70. And while we celebrate that elders are living longer, they worry about outliving their savings, knowing that their nest egg can be gone with just one life-threatening illness. Meantime, baby boomers who have been on course, saving enough money for their own later years, find themselves strained trying to fill the money gaps for the generation above us, our elders, and the one below us, our children. Thus the term sandwich generation. These circumstances, coupled with the natural erosion of investments and the now impact of the recession, means everyone must commit to maximizing what they have. And that's why making money, concerns, and solutions a family affair is crucial. Make this month of April your financial literacy month aha moment. How each of us commits to handling our personal money really matters. Wealth building, it gives us the ability to invest in oneself, but also in one's community. Passing along that attitude and actively teaching money management skills to the next generation are what create a healthy mindset for accumulating and sustaining wealth. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.